stability. The security pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey security pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Major Doug Rocky, he has his Ph.D. in physics. He was a specialist in depleted uranium during the first Gulf War, and of course wrote the manuals that are still used in the Army about protection from the ravages of depleted uranium. Well, of course, Major Rocky and his crew, he had a command under him, were commissioned with cleaning up the armored personnel carriers and tanks that had been hit by friendly fire during the first Gulf War. And as a result of the exposure to large amounts of depleted uranium, both Major Rocky and many of the people in his unit have been very, very ill. Well, he certainly has been on the front lines warning against the dangers of depleted uranium, which are used in so many of our shells, from 50 caliber of bullets right up to our missiles and our various types of projectiles that are used. They're wonderful from a military point of view. They'll burn right through the armor of an enemy tank and kill everybody inside. But unfortunately, there's a real problem there because, of course, you contaminate the soldiers. You contaminate the water, you contaminate the air, you contaminate the civilians. But I don't need to tell you. We've got Major Doug Rocky here. Go right ahead, Doug. Tell us what the latest is as far as our veterans are concerned and the way that they're being betrayed by our leaders.
Well, when we start, one of the things we have to look at is we've been involved in combat now in the Persian Gulf, Afghanistan, the Middle East, Somalia, the Balkans, now for 20 years, and we're looking at horrific medical problems. I mean, I've shared with you the medical reports and everything. When we look at one of the newest reports, this is on the health of U.S. veterans from the 1991 Gulf War, a follow-up survey in 10 years, and this is written by Dr. Han Kang, K-A-N-G. And when, as you've seen the statistics, you can post it, anybody can pull this up and look at it for themselves. When we look at the diagnostics, the diagnosed medical problems for those that participated in the Gulf War, we're seeing the same diagnostics for what we're seeing now in Iraqi freedom and enduring freedom. But the relative proportions of serious medical problems are absolutely staggering. When we look at the diagnoses for those of us who participated in Desert Storm, this is 1991. We're looking at 18% with chronic fatigue, 27% with gastritis, 19% with depression. We're looking at 31% with depression, 19% with explosive diarrhea. Emphysema is at 14%. And I have to understand, these are young, healthy individuals prior to this. Seizures, 14%. Dermatitis, this is the rash, 34%. Neurology, neuritis, again, 13%. Strokes, we're looking at 9%. I mean, the idea that 20-year-old kids are going to have this higher proportion of strokes is medically beyond comprehension.
Well, Doug, are these figures you're giving us figures of the total sent over there for military service? Are these are the ones who are have been ill?
Well, what we're looking at is, again, we're looking at statistical analysis, relative proportions. So what they did is go out and looked at overall those that participated in Desert Storm, and then they're looking at the medical reports that they've got back on them, and so they're doing medical statistics to come up with relative proportions of medical problems.
Okay,
so,
fine.
I mean, we're just seeing incredible problems, medical problems for Desert Storm, as we're seeing for Operation Enduring Freedom in Iraq. When you start seeing these sheer numbers, high proportions, it gives a strong indication that we have a very serious problem. And we're seeing the same thing for Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom today, is what we saw. And we've talked about this before, because when we look at the medical diagnostics, medical reports for the individuals that are seeking medical care, again, for Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, we're looking right now at the January report was over 400,000. And the relative proportion of numbers that we were looking at were just staggering. Again, these are actual official medical reports coming from the Department of Veteran Affairs, Department of Defense.
Now, where can our listeners get those? Because I know the last ones you referred me to, I had difficulty finding them. I was able to find them, and we do offer that one that showed all. This was as of a year ago, January, that of the original soldiers sent over to fight in the first Gulf War in 1990-1991. Why, almost 80,000 of those, there were about 695,000 or 690,000, and they said, well, basically almost 80,000 of them were no longer living. They wouldn't say they were dead, they were just no longer living. That's bureaucratic language for saying they're dead, but we don't want to say they're dead. That's over 10%.
But it's incredible high proportions. And so when we look at this stuff, I mean, the Department of Veteran Affairs publishes these medical reports. So the one that you're referring to is called the Gulf War Veterans Information System Report. Now,
that is available, incidentally, through Radio Liberty. Do you have that posted on your website anyplace? Do you know?
Well, I don't have it posted. I mean, you know, the old grassrootspeace.org, Charlie Miller, that's the old trap rock. You know, they've got it posted. But you can go to the VA website yourself and pull it up. So if you go to www.va.gov, get to the search block up in the upper right-hand corner, you type in the acronym GWVIS, and you can pull up the Griffiths reports. Now, to understand, they haven't been posting these reports. And then the newest report, again, another report is analysis of VA healthcare utilization among U.S. Global War and Terrorism veterans. And the latest one we have is from January, so that's 6 months old, 7 months old.
Now, we go to the Gulf War vets, and then where do we go?
Yeah, so when you get there, when you get these reports, you can look at this stuff and look at the diagnostic codes, look at the medical problems that they're having, look at the numbers of individuals involved, look at the total of numbers that participated. So when we're looking, again, at the number of individuals from Desert Storm that are having serious medical problems, it's right at 50%, and we're at 50% now for Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, which you'll never see any of these reports reported on the evening news, or you will not hear them on the regular radio. You won't see them in your local newspaper because they don't want anybody to know the sheer numbers of U.S. casualties that we alone that we have and the horrific medical problems that we're incurring, because the Department of Veteran Affairs very simply does not have the ability to provide the medical care. They don't have the staffing. They don't have the knowledge. And they don't have the intent or desire to do it. And that's come home to roost for me, way, way too often, not only the individuals I'm working but for my own medical care myself.
Okay, well, you go right ahead, Sidney. I sort of interrupted you. You're beginning to tell us about one of the other reports. There were several reports you mentioned dealing, of course, recent reports. What were those?
Again, we have the report that comes out about quarterly, is supposed to come every 3 months, and this is analysis of Department of Veteran Affairs healthcare utilization among U.S. Global War Terrorism veterans. And again, this report is specific to Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom. It's published by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs Office of Public Health and Environmental Hazards in Washington, D.C. And Mark Brown, the guy that was publishing this, is no longer there. He's, you know, been sent packing, thank God. And so they have the new individuals in charge of that, but they're not publishing the reports. So when we look at this report, again, we're looking at the numbers that have gone to the VA after they came back from Iraq and Afghanistan, Somalia, and the Balkans. And we're looking at well over 40% have serious, serious medical problems, well over 40%. So we start looking at the diagnoses for what they're coming around is, you know, we got 12% with infectious and parasitic diseases. Cancers are at 1%, which is incredibly high.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Major Doug Rocky talking about the tragic plight of our veterans. And you're not going to hear about this in 60 Minutes, and you're not going to hear about this on 2020, because the last thing they want is for the people in the military or the American people to realize that we are destroying our own young men. We'll be back in just a moment. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, our special guest this afternoon, Dr. Doug Rocky. And Doug is simply talking about the devastating incidents of serious illness among the veterans of the first Gulf War and, of course, now of the second Gulf War. And the average American has no idea. And these young men come back. They try to get care from the Veterans Administration. They put them on Prozac. They tell them there's nothing wrong with them. They cannot get treated. The very real illnesses they have are, well, the people working the VA are not allowed to treat it. And if you actually go out and you're a doctor and you want to do what's right for your patients, and you want to treat a lot of these things, well, you're going to get into real trouble and probably lose your job working for the Veterans Administration. Have you run into that sort of thing, Doug?
Oh, yeah, it's astonishing. I mean, personally, one of the physicians here at the Danville, Illiana VA Medical Center simply refused for years to look at the neurological effects and neurological problems that I was suffering. And whenever he did check neurologically, what he did is come in and he checked, you know, from the elbows down and the knees down and say, well, everything's working good. And I'm saying, no, it's a central problem. Well, as you know, last fall, they finally did the MRIs and found serious, severe spinal cord damage and demyelinization of the myelin sheath. And so we were going along on that, had major surgery. And then finally, back in March 18th, the civilian physician, because the VA couldn't deal with it, and I put enough pressure that I got a top-notch civilian expert team authorized to do the surgery. Back on March 18th, he'd authorized putting me into rehab medicine to get everything, try to get function back. And it wasn't until June 18th when I finally, for 3 months of VA, didn't help, didn't do anything, finally acknowledged they couldn't do it, and I was able to get back to the civilian experts and started rehab on June 18th, again, just a few weeks ago. And what was real interesting, last Thursday, I was back over to Illiana VA Medical Center in Danville, Illinois, into occupational therapy. And this is, you know, where they're doing the massage therapy, and they have an incredibly fine individual up there that's taking care of this. He went to enter into my appointments and found out that another individual in occupational medicine there at the VA in Danville deliberately and willfully had entered my medical records without permission, without ever seeing me, without ever talking to me, without ever examining me, and deleted my referrals for medical care for spinal cord injury, deliberately and willfully. Boy, you talk about setting off a firestorm for a few hours last Thursday. But that's what we're seeing throughout. We're seeing destruction and altering of records. We're seeing denial of medical care. We're seeing complete, total frustration by the veterans to try to seek care. And most veterans, when they speak up, they don't have the knowledge, they don't have the documents, they don't have the friends, the help to go to. And the retaliation is swift and brutal to stop them. And obviously what they then do is just walk away and say, well, okay, I'll just ignore it and I'll go away. And unfortunately, the consequences are devastating on the families and on the communities.
And, of course, I think you have to understand that all these politicians who talk about, oh, how we love our veterans, these brave men who fought and died for our country, let's wave the flag a little. But they really don't really care. And they've done everything they can to set up a system that is not there to provide medical care, but to withhold medical care for the veterans. And we hear this story over and over and over again, but you're not going to hear about, oh, occasionally I'll get a story on this. And yes, but then the politicians promise they're going to do something, but they, let's face it, they don't have the money. The problem with all of these socialist programs is the fact that, as Margaret Thatcher said, pretty soon you run out of spending other people's money. They do not have the money. They're wasting it all over in Afghanistan. They're wasting it in Iraq. They're wasting it on plush pensions for the congressmen and for government employees. And of course, they're going further and further and further into debt. And there's simply no money to take care of the veterans. Well, if we're going to do anything at all, we have to take care of the veterans and pull out of Afghanistan and pull out of Iraq and get our drones out of Pakistan where they're killing the civilians up there. But the thing is, the real agenda of the people who really run the country is globalism, a one-world government. That's why we have to have our troops stationed throughout the world, and we have to engage in these no-win, chronic, endless wars. Go right ahead, Doug.
Yeah, it's just horrific. One of the things that's happened here, Kelly Kennedy, who's an incredible investigative journalist for Army Times and the Time, Military Times publications, wrote a story again on June 30th in, quote, lung disease of soldiers linked to burn pits. What we do know has happened is U.S. military has been doing open pit burning of all kinds of hazardous materials, incinerators, over in Iraq and Afghanistan and wherever they're at. And as a consequence, they have devastating respiratory and other medical problems. The 101st Airborne at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, Radcliffe, Kentucky, is just absolutely horribly affected down there. Several weeks ago when we were trying to work on this and trying to get medical care for individuals in the 101st Airborne, I personally called the chaplain's office down there trying to get help from them and support so that we could ensure medical care is provided, that we're looking at the toxic exposures. And the chaplain of the 101st Airborne simply hung up. He wouldn't even discuss it. And now we've got total confirmation in the story on ArmyTimes.com website, Kelly Kennedy, of the horrific toll of the 101st Airborne. And it's just, I mean, horrible respiratory problems that these 20-some-year-old kids should not have. And they're deliberately linked to all of these toxic exposures. The work we did in preventive medicine, environmental medicine for the Army back in the 90s, we wrote a manual that totally identified, you know, all of these toxic exposures because of our previous experience and identified the medical effects. And they're just completely and totally disregarded. So we have the Department of Defense and Department of Veteran Affairs blatantly saying that even though these kids are coming back, horrible exposures, horrible medical problems, it is not related to any exposures in the Gulf, whether it be Desert Storm or the current stuff or Afghanistan or the Balkans or Somalia or even here in our own country or in Hawaii, and you know, where they've done operational training. And it just, I mean, I can't even begin to describe it. We continuously contact the Department of Defense leaders, continuously call Department of Veteran Affairs leaders, asking them to simply provide prompt and optimal medical care, acknowledge and recognize, which is in the, with the medical problems from these exposures, which is verified in their own internal reports. But there's no accountability. There's no responsibility. And so what we see is horrific problems there as a consequence that leads to post-traumatic stress disorder. We're seeing spousal abuse. We're seeing child abuse. We're seeing all kinds of high rates of crime.
Well, don't you think a lot of that's related to the fact that they're putting a lot of them on Prozac and the other selective serotonin reabsorption inhibitors?
Yeah, I mean, horrific problems. I mean, one of the things they wanted to do personally with me, and again, you know, we stopped it, is, again, they wanted to use the psychotropic drugs at the same time they're prescribing horrific pain medications and everything else. Well, you can't combine any of these medications together because they just have horrific effects. And, I mean, let's go back and look at what happened. I mean, Heath Ledger, who was an actor, was put on this combination of pain medications and psychotropic drugs, and, he died. And we're seeing this over and over and over again. So we're seeing horrific effects of combined medications that if they the soldier can get them, they don't use properly or they don't know how to use. The other thing we're seeing is they start combining these medications together with self-medications, either over-the-counter or illegal drugs, and then alcohol.
Well, you hang on there, Doug. We'll be back in just a moment or two as we explore these tragic problems that are facing our veterans today. And then I'd like to talk a little bit about the depleted uranium and the devastating effects it's have on these people we've liberated. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous Internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worry how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess it's Doug Rocky. And if you have not yet seen the DVD, Beyond Treason, why it's put out by Joyce Riley, but it really, of course, one of the major characters, one of the major people appearing there is Major Rocky. You'll certainly want to see that, and that is available through our ministry. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how to get it. It goes into the depleted uranium problem. But, Doug, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your material? You mentioned it's available on traprock.com.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's different websites. Probably the best website for Do Anything is the old Trap Rock Peace Center. But again, they had a hostile takeover. And so what Charlie Jinks and Sonny Miller have done is it's now on www.grassrootspeace.org. That's grassrootspeace.org. And that's Sonny Miller and Charlie Jinks. Two of the finest, incredible people, I mean, that you'll ever encounter. I mean, just absolutely wonderful individuals.
And I think our listeners need to know that if you have people who are really out there doing a good job and are honest and trying to get the information out, why they will be infiltrated and taken over. I don't know what happened to Track Rock and their organization, but I do know this is what's happened to so many of my friends with conservative organizations like Mike Rupert, and certainly from the Wilderness, it was his organization, and then of course Pat Matriciano put out the DVD. It was entitled The Clinton Chronicles. It was a video that came out in 1994. Newsmax magazine. In fact, a number of our conservative publications have simply been infiltrated and destroyed. And the same thing will happen with websites, things like that. Anything to keep the American people from getting the truth. Have you run into that, Doug?
Yeah, that's absolutely. I mean, the latest thing is the Department of Defense has been attacking the Quakers. And that's something that we've been working on for the last 3 or 4 days. The Quakers started publishing more and more reports, doing more interviews, and Department of Defense officials got very, very mad at the Quakers because they're telling the truth. And, boy, I mean, you can't get much better group connected directly with God than the Quakers. It just continues today. A brand new story published today. And if you go to www.armytimes.com website, you'll see a report that was posted at noon today by Kelly Kennedy on the incredible levels of motorcycle accidents resulting in both severe injury and deaths. And, again, this is just an update on a story. And why so important is, again, I was a motorcycle rider. I parked my motorcycle, disassembled it, because, as my doctor said yesterday, I was in, do not get on your motorcycle. Do not get on your motorcycle again. Well, I tried to get on my bicycle on Sunday. We had a beautiful day here in East Central Illinois, and I lost control even of my bicycle going very slowly 3 times. But what we're seeing is incredible numbers of injuries and deaths from the individuals riding motorcycles. They got their enlistment bonuses, they got their re-enlistment bonuses, they got their shipping bonuses or whatever, and they went out and bought motorcycles or hot cars or hot motorcycles. And then neurologically, muscular, and from skeletal, they have such severe damage that they're unable to maintain control of the motorcycle. And so as a consequence, they're crashing. Well, we're seeing the same thing. Again, anytime neuromuscular function, again, both a bicycle and a motorcycle require optimal neuromuscular and skeletal, control and support, and you can't do it. And that's what happened to me. So today, as a part of this story, Kelly Kennedy wrote reporting on this. And again, www.armytimes.com, brand new, put on today at noon, they said to contact the United States Navy Safety Center in regards to motorcycle safety courses. So I did. And after messing around with the Centrex systems, I finally got a person on the phone, one-on-one person, and we discussed the horrific numbers of motorcycle accidents resulting in death and serious injury and the connection between the neurological and skeletal and muscular problems that are absolutely confirmed and diagnosed in Operation Desert Storm to the Balkans or, to Somalia, to Iraqi freedom, enduring freedom. And guess what? They hadn't thought about it. They're thinking these guys are just going out there and they're, getting their kicks. Well, we used to say, get your kicks on Route 66, what we have is serious problems. Not only do they have hearing compromises, we have vision compromises. We have serious neurological problems. As a consequence, these individuals shouldn't be riding motorcycles. They probably shouldn't even be riding bicycles. They definitely shouldn't be climbing ladders or doing anything that requires any type of balance or fine motor control because we're seeing the horrific side effects of these horrible exposures that resulted in neurological, skeletal, muscular medical problems.
What are these exposures? Are chemical? Are these depleted uranium? Are they both?
All of the above. What we had is incredible misuse of pesticides during Desert Storm. Again, the exposure to the chemical warfare agency U.S. Army gave to Iraq prior to Desert Storm that for use on Iran and the Iraqi Kurds that we then blew up. And then we're seeing all of the horrendous exposures from uranium munitions, which have a neurological effect component, a chemical toxicity component, and just have horrible effects all the way through on the body. So we're seeing this whole combination of stuff. Then we're seeing, obviously, the hazardous materials exposures. It's all together with this stuff. And then the effects of immunizations, anthrax vaccines. You have to understand that the prior to Desert Storm and during Desert Storm, the anthrax vaccine was absolutely required because we did know that Iraq absolutely possessed weaponized anthrax, because the weaponized anthrax was shipped to Iraq from Fort Detrick, Maryland, by the United States Army. No two ways about it. That's in the Regal Commission report. You can go to the Thomas Register and pull that up from the United States Senate, files. So we have all of these horrific medical problems that continue unabated. We have deliberate denial and delay of medical care. If you do get in medical care, the medical care that you receive is so shoddy or ineffective that you result in virtually nothing. For example, with my own rehab medicine, the Danville VA finally acknowledged after 3 months they had no ability to do it. And then I got to the local experts who did an incredible assessment to put a program together, which is, it's good, but it's going to take a long time, hopefully, if it does work. But what they are also reporting, what we're seeing is other individuals come around in rehab, and they've been in these programs over the VA for a long time, and virtually were playing in the pool rather than a structured, organized, targeted rehabilitation program designed to optimize remaining function of the different muscle groups within the body. And so it just becomes very, very scary to see what is truly happening. And the numbers that knock on my door or call me 24 hours a day or call the other members of our incredible team seeking care, it just continues to increase, whether it's the soldiers themselves that come back or they're still on duty. Or what we're seeing more and more is the parents are calling, help, help my son or my daughter.
Well, what about the people who had the Gulf War illness? And certainly many of those people apparently were chronic infections of some sort because the wives were getting them and the children were getting them. Certainly the Regal report, I think, said 70% of the wives got it. The Rockefeller report, which we do carry, said that 40% of the wives contracted the disease. Do you think that was some sort of a chronic mycoplasma infection that was secondary to the vaccines?
Absolutely. And plus the biological agents that the United States gave to Iraq that we blew up in place and that they released on us. I mean, we have to come back, okay? When we come to the Journal of Environmental Medicine, Volume 51 for April, just a brand new one. I mean, again, this is the health of U.S. veterans in 1991 Gulf War. This is the Kang study. This is the one that I mentioned. Where, again, I mean, the incredible numbers are absolutely confirming that Gulf War illness does exist. The individuals had incredible exposures, horrific medical effects, which is what the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs VINS report, the Research Advisory Committee report, released last November. But then you have the Institute of Medicine, National Academy of Sciences, Department of Defense, just does everything they can to disregard these findings. But the most frightening thing is there's an active group, and these are U.S. military, Department of Defense Central Command, where they actually contact people to prevent them from finding the information and getting hold of the actual reports.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Major Doug Rocky, Dr. Doug Rocky, right here at the Genesis Network.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is Dr. Doug Rocky. Doug, you've got about 6 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I think the last thing what we need to wrap up is on depleted uranium munitions. Depleted uranium munitions are radioactive, dirty bombs in the form of kinetic energy penetrators, giant rods of uranium, cluster bombs, which are landmines, and also the bunker busters that the United States, England, Australia, and Canada continue to use unabated throughout the Middle East and into Afghanistan and the Balkans. And it has an horrific medical effects. I mean, Colonel J. Edgar Wakayama, who's the director of the U.S. Army Department of Defense Operational and Test Evaluation Command, he was the director, totally acknowledged all the serious medical problems in his briefing to senior leadership at the Pentagon. We have the Army Regulation 700-48 that I wrote that General Eric Shinseki signed, mandating. Now he's the Secretary of the Department of Veteran Affairs, mandating thorough environmental remediation and medical care. That's not still not done. So we continue to contaminate air, water, and soil, the food of all the nations, creating horrific medical problems because of our own use of our own dirty bombs, not only in Iraq, Afghanistan, the Balkans, Somalia, and everything else, but we've done it in Vieques, Puerto Rico. We've done it in Hawaii. We've done it in Albany, New York. We've done it down in Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. We've done it out in Utah and all over the place. And then which bothers me the most is today is July 7th. July 4th was the birth of our nation. And one of the most horrifically contaminated and medically catastrophes from the use of uranium munitions is Concord, Massachusetts, the community where our nation was founded on the 18th of April of 1775. The U.S. continues to use their own dirty bombs around the world, continues to disregard the mandatory medical requirements, so it continues to disregard clean up the environment. And as a result, we've contaminated air, water, and soil, and we've totally contaminated these nations that we've attacked and invaded and occupied without justification and made them virtually uninhabitable for eternity, while our own primary soldiers, those on my team, are deliberately and willfully denied and denied medical care, and the widows of my team that have died are denied any compensation from the Department of Defense for the work that their spouses did.
Do you have any idea how many people in your unit have passed away?
Too many. I mean, I keep finding out more and more all the time. But it doesn't matter. It's not just our unit. I mean, we knew what was happening to us when we went to clean it up. It's the women and the children and the others of all these nations that we've totally contaminated that don't deserve this. It's the people that live in Puerto Rico or Hawaii or New York or Massachusetts that don't deserve this. But we have to come back and understand those warriors in our nation that were sent to war, now they're injured, ill, or wounded, deserve prompt and optimal medical care, for which they're not receiving. And we see a lot of flag waving, but we don't see any help. We don't see help from the VFW American Legion here to get us to medical appointments. They just totally disregard it as if you don't exist. They all wave the flag, but nobody helps the veteran, the wounded, the ill, the injured veteran, their children, their families. And then, Jesus, we totally disregard all the noncombatants and affected civilians, not only in our nation but around the world.
What a tragedy. And the great, worst part of it is that the average individual really doesn't understand. Well, at least those who have never seen that wonderful DVD that you appeared in called Beyond Treason. Do you think that's had an impact, at least on our military? Do you think that the average person in the military really realizes they're being used as cannon fodder who hate the military?
No, they don't. Because they're not given the equipment that's necessary. They're not given the training that's required. They're not given the medical care when they get ill, or they're told that their medical problems are not related to their military service.
I mean, certainly one of the most discouraging things from the point of view of returning servicemen was to come home and find out he's not going to be able to get disability, he's not going to be able to get adequate treatment. What about the idea that people who, say, went over there in the National Guard are not entitled to VA care? Are the National Guard entitled to VA care? Do they get
the
that?
The Department of the National Guard soldiers and the Army Reserve soldiers that are coming back are entitled to 5 free years of medical care from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs once they return. But they're scared off and they're told there's no problems and they're just thrown away. And then there's a knock on my door in the middle of the day or in the middle of the night or a phone call. Or soldiers that are sick or their family members are sick, they're rushing to a hospital saying, help us, call the doctors, we need the information, tell us what to do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and then while we do it, the retaliation from members of the Department of Defense, Department of Veteran Affairs, Department of Energy continues unabated to stop the truth from getting out, to stop the information from getting out, to stop the medical treatment protocols from getting out, to get the stop the environmental remediation protocols from getting out. And you have to understand, these medical protocols, the environmental remediation protocols, have the force of federal U.S. law, and they're totally disregarded.
Well, what about the people with Gulf War illness? Can they be helped with adequate and proper treatment?
Well, they have to, optimal and, function and everything. They have to get to a good physician. They need to find a good occupational and environmental physician, work with their physician. And what the idea is, what we try to do, again, from my own experience and working with people, are trying to optimize remaining function. Do not drink alcohol anymore. Do not smoke cigarettes. Don't drink coffee. Don't drink caffeine. Maintain a totally balanced, nutritious diet. Maintain exercise. This is common sense stuff, but when you start throwing these alcohol and caffeine and coffee and cigarettes and drugs in there, the consequences just are horrific. I mean, they add up. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 9.
Okay, God bless. Well, thanks so very much for being with us, Doug. We'll look forward to having you on some of our other programs real soon.
Thanks, Dr. Stan, and have a good evening.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Doug Rocky, he has his PhD. He's a disabled American veteran who suddenly was disabled and his health was destroyed by people at the highest levels of our invisible government. But ladies and gentlemen, understand we do have an invisible government controlled by evil and wicked people who are intentionally harming our servicemen. Those of you who really would like to know what they really feel about our men, you'll find it in the book The Final Days by Woodward and Bernstein. I think it's about page 96. There where Henry Kissinger is quoted as referring to our military as stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes. Stupid, dumb animals. Henry Kissinger, who of course is giving orders to Barack Obama, if you doubt that, we have the article from the Council on Foreign Relations, where General James Jones, speaking in February of this year before the Munich Security Conference, said, "You know, we have a chain of command in at the National Security Council, and I take my orders every day from Henry Kissinger." Now, remember, James Jones is the one who tells Obama what to do, and he's told what to do by Henry Kissinger, who thinks our military are stupid, dumb animals. He's never denied the quotation. He can't. He's really a disreputable and wicked and evil man, part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, if you want to understand the Gulf War illness, we have an excellent four-tape set on it. We have an excellent four-tape set on depleted uranium. And I'll tell you, the DVD, Beyond Treason, which we carry, Joyce Riley put out with interviews with Major Rocky, one of the most touching and forceful things I've ever seen, and we recommend them to you. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand how things really work in the world, not as you imagine, but how they really work, you need to get our four-tape set, our four-CD set on Deadly Assassins. There you'll hear the interview with the gentleman who interviewed the man who was assigned the job of killing General Patton, certainly Ted Gunderson, who was with the FBI for many, many years, certainly the interviews with two CIA-financed assassins. So it's a great four-CD set. We recommend it to you. We have the four-tape set or actually four-CD set on the assassination of Martin Luther King. It was a CIA operation. The assassination of Bobby Kennedy, and certainly Saran Saran did not pull the trigger. We actually carry the book entitled Who Killed Bobby, and then, of course, the DVD that goes with that, RFK Must Die. They killed Bobby Kennedy, and he was running for the presidency. He would have looked into the murder of his brother, of course. They couldn't allow that to happen. If you want to know about the USS Liberty, we have a wonderful 4-CD set on the USS Liberty. We have a couple of DVDs, one video, one DVD. We have the Liberty Special, which we think is important. You need to understand what happened to the USS Liberty. People will tell you, the Jews did it. No, the Jews didn't do this. People highly placed in the Israeli government, working with people highly placed in Washington, D.C., among them Robert McNamara. Robert McNamara was right in the middle of that. Isn't it interesting, when he died 2 days ago, they never mentioned he was the permanent vice chairman of the Trilateral Commission? Our number, 1-800-544-8927.